There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We talked a lot about Scientology in the first hour of the program. If you have something to say about that, you're certainly welcome to join us here. Also, DC Comics, there's a comic book cover that I guess just came out very recently, Mark, that's stirring controversy, and you would like to discuss that tonight. We'll get into that. First, we go to Clayton. He's on the line in Arkansas. Hey, Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to give a shout-out to the Arkansas State Legislature for killing a bill that would have regulated e-cigarettes and vaporizers in the same way as tobacco is currently regulated. And I think that was a good victory for liberty, really, and a good victory for the new businesses that are coming into existence because of e-cigarettes and vaporizers and that sort of thing. I mean, nothing needs to be regulated like tobacco is currently regulated, but certainly, we don't need to try and kill new businesses by adding things to that list.
Right. I mean, to me, it's just absolutely ludicrous. The best thing they seem to be able to come up with vaporizers is they look like smoking, and it confuses people.
The children. Also,
whomever. I mean, the children haven't seen anybody smoke indoors.
Well, I mean, they also will say that, you know, they smell pleasant, so that will attract children. You know, they smell like fruity, for instance.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure there's some young people that use vaporizers, but the young people that are going to smoke, too. And what are you doing? Vaporizers just make it less likely they're going to do that. I mean, yes, nicotine's a poison. However, it's like only one poison out of 1,000 in a cigarette or some number like that. I don't know exactly what it is, but there are quite a few poisons and carcinogens inside cigarettes. There's like one in vaporizers.
That's right, and it you know, so far the best sort of medical argument is we don't know what effect these vaporizers will have on public health, so we're going to regulate it like something that we do know what effects it has on public health. I mean, there's not even a good comparison there. That's not to say it wouldn't be great if we, you know, cut back some of the regulations on tobacco products, but you know, certainly it makes no sense to be taxing vaporizers and applying the same sort of restrictions on vaporizers for something that is a completely different type of access to the drug, nicotine.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about this, but it seems like that this is the way things are going, is that, you know, what it appears to be for all, from what I can tell, the much safer alternative to inhaling the combusted plant material of the tobacco plant, that, you know, just somehow people just, they just can't stand it. The do-gooders out there just can't stand somebody having a good time, and it just makes them irrational.
Right.
Clayton, thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else on your mind?
I work at a grocery store, so I sell cigarettes all day. If you were trying to enact, if you said, okay, we're going to enact an income tax on the poor, just the poor, because, you know, we're all about middle class. We're going to enact a tax on the poor. You would never get it passed. But the attempt to, you know, taxing cigarettes, this is my experience working at a grocery store. The more you tax cigarettes, the more you are taxing the poor. It is it is nothing else but a form of middle class warfare to enact further regulations and further taxes on things that for the most part are a cheap thrill for poor people who can't get bigger thrills, you know, from more exciting drugs. So, you know, to me, it's absolutely an example of class warfare. It's absolutely an example of the thing that we need to be getting rid of in the name of liberty and in the name of supporting the small businesses that are coming about because of vaporizers and because of innovation here.
Good call tonight, Clayton. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So I understand, Mark, there's a proposal for similar legislation here in New Hampshire. Hopefully it will go down in flames as well. But I feel like, I don't know, did it actually pass the House? I feel like I don't know. Yeah, I know that it's going to be heard, I think, coming up this week. Maybe it's actually being heard in the Senate and hasn't gone to the House yet. If somebody out there has paid closer attention, please feel free to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's hard to keep track of all of what's going on in the New Hampshire State House.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Once these things get in place, how you just get used to it. When I moved here to New Hampshire, you could smoke in bars and restaurants if the bar and restaurant wanted you to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Then at some point or another, some little busybodies at the State House managed to get that stopped. Now, I got to say, I like it better, right? Like, I can go in more places and it bothers me less, but I still think it's a property rights violation. But I can't even imagine what it would be like now. People, you know, I mean, to turn this back, I can't imagine what it would take to turn it back. Like, it is done.
To reapply freedom in that area,
yeah.
You mean?
Yeah. It would be really unlikely.
Well, I mean, what it's going to take, Mark, is for 20,000 people to sign the statement of intent for the Free State Project. We've got over 16,000 now. We want to get to 20,000, and then those 20,000 people, it's going to take them moving to New Hampshire, and it's going to take them getting active. In whatever way they feel is most appropriate to, you know, try to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And part of that will involve getting elected, as a number of Free State Project participants have already done. We've got over a dozen Free State Project participants who are in the State House. I think the official number is like 15 or 18, somewhere in that range. There's quite a few, considering how early on the Free State Project is. After we've got 10,000 people here, there are only about 1,500 movers so far. After 10,000 of them are here, then I think that's going to help change things in the right direction. If you've got 100 Free Staters in the State House, that may be enough to actually turn this thing around. So I think it can happen. It's just not going to happen in most places. It's not going to happen outside of New Hampshire, likely. But if it can happen anywhere, I think this is the place where it is most likely to occur. But we've got to get thousands more liberty-minded people.
You probably
here.
Would have said that about marijuana legalization, too, right? Like, you thought that New Hampshire would be the first one to be able to pull that off.
No, right? I don't think I would have said that.
No?
No. I mean, obviously, California already had medical back in 1996, and that was before the Free State Project.
And the medical was very lax.
Yeah, that was before the Free State Project even was an idea. The Free State Project didn't come around as an idea until 2001. So, I don't think New Hampshire is going to be the first to go legal in the Northeast, either. But that's not the fault of the Free State Project. It's just New Hampshire's system is fairly difficult to change. And so it's difficult to add government in New Hampshire, but it's also difficult to
subtract it,
to remove it. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Let's go to someone who's anonymous in Gardner, Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I can't give my name or anything because the case is still going on. Thursday night, I was driving from one end of the state to the other after. I'm a disabled American veteran, a war veteran. I won't throw a branch or anything else. And I'm also a former police officer, never been arrested in my life. The state I'm in has state police. And I'm also a diabetic. And I went to visit my friend to go to the DAV. To meet people, you know, to be a veteran and get help for different things. Because I'm, like I said, I'm a former veteran. I walk with a cane. I'm a wounded warrior. I was driving home, and I was pulled over by the state police, asked to get out of my vehicle, said I was swerving all over the road, going a speed limit that I know that my vehicle cannot go because it's not in great condition. I was treated like a common thug criminal. They did the breathalyzer on me, and as you know, Thursday night being around here, it was very extremely cold. Those things have to be calibrated to the weather, and I'm pretty sure they weren't calibrated. And the other thing, too, is if you're a diabetic, diabetics make acetone in their bodies, and it comes out of their, you know, comes out of their lungs, the acetone,
okay.
Along with. And that will make a diabetic, if they had one beer, it will make it seem like six beers.
Hmm.
If you're having a
diabetic... As far as the breathalyzer goes?
Yes, the breathalyzer.
Okay.
And also with the blood test, you cannot get a proper reading on somebody with diabetes because their bodies make acetone.
Mr. Diabetic, stand by. You can tell the rest of the story here in moments. I didn't know those things. 855, 453, more coming up on Free Talk Live.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strength in the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453. Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. The toll-free number is 855-453. Coming up, a comic controversy that Mark will be explaining to us, but your calls will also take them about anything you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And if you care about privacy on the internet, then you probably already know you've got to take steps to make sure you get privacy on the internet. By default, you don't have it. Your internet service provider's probably logging every website you visit, the search terms you enter, they're logging those too, maybe keeping those logs for several years in some cases. Also, you might just be having your packets sniffed, as it is called, when somebody might be using a packet sniffer to determine what some of your login information is, if you're connecting in an insecure manner to certain websites. So that can be done as long as you're on a Wi-Fi connection, so your laptop or even your cell phone is subject to being sniffed. If you want to stop those things from happening, ProXPN can help you right now. You just go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can download their software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android, as well as Linux. You download that, get it rolling, and you'll be protected because they encrypt your data connection. And it's a virtual private network, global. You can connect to different locations around the globe if you subscribe to their premium package. Plus, you get unlimited bandwidth and the ability to privately torrent, as well as get past regionally blocked websites when you upgrade to premium by using our code FTL50, which gives you 50% off the price of the premium account. It's a yearly price break, by the way. You have to buy the annual package. FTL50 is the code over at proxpn.com/FTL. Plus, you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so there's nothing to lose except for your privacy. Oh, yeah, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL50, and get a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. We've got an anonymous caller in Gardner, Massachusetts. You said that you were pulled over in Massachusetts by the state police. You are a diabetic, and you say that because of your condition, that if you drink one beer, it'll make it look like you had six. And you would your former law enforcement, and you were shocked with how the police treated you in this instance.
Yes, and like I said, I'm a veteran of one of the previous wars. I'm a young man.
Okay.
And I walk with a cane. I hurt my leg very bad during the war, so I walk with a cane. My balance is off. So I was pulled over. I had two beers, two regular-sized beers. Didn't have a lot to eat that day because, like I said, I was in the other part of the state at a DAV function, Disabled American Veterans function. And being a former police officer, I wouldn't drive under the influence anyways. But a lot of diabetics need to know this information across the country because a lot of diabetics are being arrested for DWIs, and they don't realize it, that it's their diabetes. Because, like I said, a diabetic makes acetone, which comes out of your lungs and shows up as alcohol on their breathalyzer machines, even their hand one that they use in the field for sobriety, and also the one at the station. They have to do two on you.
And so what if you say, I'm diabetic? Does that just void the whole thing?
They don't believe you. And you know, if you say that to them, they add other charges on, so they're going to get you for something.
Really?
It's really a bad thing.
Has it worked in court? I mean, obviously saying it to the officer is not going to do anything, at least I wouldn't expect it to. But do you know of cases where diabetics have actually beaten DUI by going to court and then showing, hey, no, you can't?
I'd say out of 100 people, 40 have beaten.
And why is it? The jury just doesn't believe it, or what?
No, the state wants to make revenue. You know, I'm a former cop. The state wants to make revenue.
Yeah.
The judge won't. And the other thing is, a lot of people are scared because the judge holds a lot of power. They bring that up, and the judge is like, oh, you're trying to outsmart me? Then I'm going to add this on to your thing. And it's a sad fact. And the other thing, too, is I want to let people know is, when you get pulled over for a DWI, and they make you, you know, do the sobriety test on the side of the road, walk one foot in front of the other and everything. Well, first of all, with mine, they took my cane away. So there was no way I was going to pass. There's
sure.
no way. But the second thing to know, because I'm being a former police officer, is you could try this at home, or you guys could try it where you guys are at right now. You cannot pass that. That is a test to add more evidence for the police officers' case, but it is unpassable. You can't pass it. You have to
the line walking test.
Yes, you have to be one of the Walindas, tightrope walkers, to be able to do that. It is a test made to fail. And I'll even, what you do is you put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
Then you stay with one foot in front of the other one for about 5 to 10 minutes. It's impossible. You can't, no one can do it.
5 to 10 minutes is how long it takes to do this test?
Yes. That's how they do it. But usually people, and a lot of times the roads are uneven and stuff, and you're doing this sobriety test on the side of the road. And, you know, it's just.
So they arrested you, and so
yeah,
you're
they
facing.
Arrested me, they booked me. I told them I was having a diabetic attack. And, you know, they were like, yeah, sure. And I said,
yeah, we hear that all the time.
Yeah, that type of thing, you know, with whatever, you just want to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's either that or you guys are going to have some, I said, you guys are going to have some serious legal matters on your hands because I'm going down soon. I can tell, you know, a diabetic can tell.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, they're supposed to let you have, I mean, if you're a diabetic, they're supposed to let you have access to your medicine when you're in custody, is my understanding, and you may have yourself a case there.
Well, what they did is they sent me an ambulance. The man in the ambulance, the paramedic, you know, they put me on the stretcher, probably, and they checked my blood in the ambulance, and my blood was 398, almost 400. If it gets over 400, you're going in a coma. My blood usually runs at about 80 to 90, normal.
So why did they hold you in a holding cell this long, or what happened?
Yeah, they held me. I had to keep telling them.
I see.
Well, I mean, you know how it is, Mark. I mean, when they book somebody, it's an hours long process at the very minimum, even if you're able to go and bail someone out. I want to say good luck. It sounds like you may have a good case to possibly sue the state police in this. I hope that you find a good, I don't know, I guess an accident or injury attorney, or maybe even a criminal defense attorney who can help. Well, I mean, you may not need the criminal guy to bring a suit, is what I'm saying. So good luck, and thank you for the call. Feel free to update us over time. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up here. DC Comics, there's a comic book cover,
yep,
I guess, that has stirred up controversy. It's being talked about in various different places on the internet. And Mark, you've got the story about this, and you are not even a DC fan.
Not really, no.
But yet you're upset here about this comic book cover, or at least the reactions.
A lot of people certainly are.
You're upset about the reactions to it, not so much the cover itself.
Yeah.
Right? All right, so we'll share some of those with you here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and Mark has already shared said comic book cover on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, so check that out there and share your thoughts with us here on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Chain. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial toll-free and join us here to talk about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, whether it's Scientology, as we discussed in the first hour, or this controversial comic book cover that we're going to get into here shortly on DC Comics' Batgirl here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm. Let's jump to your calls and talk to Tony, listening in New Jersey. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing, guys?
Tony, go ahead.
I want to bring this up. The American Code of Law states that in every court of law in the country, you have the right to be represented by counsel. However, the family court has found a way to avoid that. So when you go in a family court, especially with a restraining order, you cannot get a public defender because no crime has been committed. But even though there's no charge, you could be incarcerated up to 18 months because once you're in a family court, all they have to have is probable cause. So they use the court like a military tribunal. And the accusatorial form of law, which is the American Code of Law, innocent till proven guilty, that does not apply. Just the mere fact that there's probable cause will.
What do people get incarcerated for, though? In family court.
Said example would be, let's say, a restraining order. Somebody accuses you. In American Code of Law, you have the right to stand before your accuser.
Right.
So now you're accused, you're in the court, and the judge is the inquisitioner. He says, I don't believe you. I believe A or B or whatever. So probable cause, in his subjective opinion, doesn't have to have any prima facie evidence. His mere opinion determines the
outcome. So it goes beyond giving out a restraining order? It goes to incarceration?
Oh, it's common, Mark. I mean, if somebody violates a restraining order, they go to jail.
So it's the violation of a restraining order.
Yeah, they go to jail. I mean, if you get an order, it happens all the time. I know a guy here in Keene who had, you know, one of these orders against him, and then his wife, or his ex-wife, I guess, you know, contacted him. And, of course, she's allowed to contact him, but he can't respond. And so they, I guess the situation was she wanted him to get together with her so they could, there was some sort of issue with some houses in New York, and they, you know, they were selling the houses, and they both had to sign some paperwork. And so, like, they had to get together. So they met secretly at a local restaurant, signed the paperwork. And then during the meeting, they received a phone call from the school. Apparently was, you know, one of the kids was sick. Something was, you know, happening at the school. So they both, without thinking, rushed to the school together. And then someone in the parking lot saw them together, called Keene police, and then Keene police arrested him for it. So even though she didn't even complain about him violating the order, he was still, you know, put in handcuffs and taken to jail over that.
It's called an arrest no drop policy. An arrest no drop policy. Here's the big picture, though. There's a motive to this. Hitler once said, "Who owns the children owns the future. Who owns the children, the fathers will follow." So now when you have the children, millions of children are on Prozac. Prozac can only be made from a chemical that comes out of the nuclear power plant. It's the waste of aluminum that makes the same chemical that goes into sarin nerve gas goes into Prozac. The FDA approved the Prozac. The FDA has no business approving a nuclear element. That's in absolute RICO law statutes.
Well, so the FDA isn't doing anybody any favors by existing in the first place. I mean, they are a government monopoly that actually restricts innovation. I mean, if somebody wants to put the byproduct of a chemical process, whatever that process is, in their body, they should be able to. They should have the freedom to make that choice. And I don't think that the FDA or the doctor should stand in the way. So I'll disagree with you on that point. But you're right, Tony, about the family courts. They're absolutely terrible. And I thank you for the call tonight. There's just so many different problems that come out of that. And also, Mark, you'll go to jail if you don't pay the alimony, for instance, or the child support. If you get behind too far on that, they'll go ahead and put you in the clink. That's where our friend Russell Canning was when in 2010 I was arrested with a dozen people. We call ourselves the Trespass of 12, just simply for going to the jail and trying to walk around and look in the windows and find our friend. He was in there for non-payment of child support in that case. Which, of course, how are you going to pay the child support if you're in jail?
I think what's more interesting about the Trespass of 12 is that you guys had gone previously just to the jail on multiple occasions. This was a new location, and they sort of changed the rules on you without being giving much time for you to make your decision. They gave you some time.
No, they didn't. No, not at all. They came out and they announced to a large group of people, about maybe 70 people, they came out. One of the guys who works for the jail, who has the nickname Mumbles.
Yeah, Mumbles. That's hilarious.
He's a nice guy, but he's just not very good at projecting. He comes out and addresses the crowd and says something like, you know, you got to leave, the cops are coming, or whatever. I didn't hear it, and a bunch of other people didn't hear it. So ultimately, we had no time, because by the time we'd walked around the jail another time, the police rolled up as we were walking into the parking lot, just sort of on our own. We were getting ready to leave, going to go out and have some dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're walking into the parking lot, literally going toward our cars to leave, when Keene police walks up and just arrests everybody. There wasn't even a warning for us. And, of course, that defense in court didn't hold water for almost all of the defendants, except for one. And the reason why one defendant was successful and the other close to a dozen people were not is because there was a different judge in the one defendant's case. So all of the facts and the circumstances of the case were identical. But one person was found not guilty while the others were all found guilty, including myself, because the judge was different. So it just really shows how arbitrary things can be in a courtroom when all the facts are the same, but you change the judge and you get a different outcome. So, man, we could probably take family court calls all night long. I mean, there's just so many just horrible abuses of human freedom that come out of these family courts. They're just absolutely terrible. You can share your thoughts with us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. I hope no one ever has to experience these things that I know, but unfortunately already some people have, and it's just terrible.
Yeah, I'm no fan of the court system, the family court specifically, but I don't know what anyone can really do about it. It's sad to see.
I'm sure there's some kind of reforms. I mean, I know that there's the sort of the abused fathers movement, if you will. I don't know what they exactly call themselves. But, you know, basically the dads who've been screwed over by the family court system, because it does tend to have a heavy bias towards the female in any kind of a couple's breakup. I imagine those guys have some specific suggestions. If you were to talk to them, they could probably tell you a few different things that would make things more fair than they currently are. But, you know, how do you get traction to make those things happen? Well, that's going to take some time. So, Mark, let's go to DC Comics. What's going on, the controversy, and where's the story from?
Well, I've got several stories pulled up, but this one from Newsarama. Apparently, the title here is DC Pulls Joker Variant to Batgirl Cover After Controversy Emerges. So
They pulled it.
So this cover, which I'm looking at here, which has the Joker holding on to Batgirl, basically looks like he's holding her hostage and kind of...
He's got a gun in one hand, and then he's poking her in the cheek with his other
hand. He's kind of smearing lipstick on her face into the Joker smile.
Oh, that's what he's doing. I wondered why she was all bloody looking on her face. That's lipstick, huh?
That's the idea. This article starts with, and I think it might be a little biased, the internet wins again!
Okay, so they are obviously against this particular cover.
It seems like a lot of people are, and this comic didn't sell a lot of issues, so I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say the vast majority of people with opinions didn't buy this comic.
All right, well, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855-453, why is this so controversial anyway? It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. PocketPowerPlus9.com. Coupon code FTL.
By now, you heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. So what is the big deal with this comic book cover? Mark is going to try to explain here using an article from, where was it again?
This is from Newsarama.
Newsarama. And I've never heard of that before. So we'll get into that here in a moment. So there's a cover of Batgirl, which is fairly recent issue, number 37, I guess, 2015.
They're saying 41 here.
41?
Yeah, but I've seen 37 printed elsewhere.
Well, fairly recent.
This is just more proof that the people who have a problem with this Batgirl cover
don't know what
aren't reading the Batgirl issue.
So, I want to know more about it. We'll also want to know from you what you think about anything that's on your mind. We are here on the live Sunday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, let's continue in here, Mark. What do you got to share?
Yeah, so real quick, I just want to mention that a comic book that gets, 50,000... the 50,000 issues are purchased, is a pretty well-received comic.
Okay.
A variant cover is a percentage of that, then, maybe 10% or whatever, will then get the variant cover. So this is a variant cover that got pulled. And
meaning, this isn't the default cover for the comic?
This is not the default cover. This is just another cover. And this is a way to sell more issues.
Okay.
If it's going to be an important issue, you make variant covers that way.
And then the collectors buy twice.
Three times sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. So there you go.
So do they show what the original cover looked like?
I didn't even go looking for that, and didn't expect you to ask me that question, so I'm not ready for that.
Okay.
But I'm just pointing out that if there are 5,000 copies, that were made, 5,000 copies were intended to be made, that would be, in my opinion, about how many people get to have an opinion on this. I think you can have an opinion on something you don't purchase, but shouldn't
you? Well, yeah, your opinion can be that you don't want to buy it because your opinion is, not positive.
Yeah, but you weren't going to buy it anyway.
Maybe you would, but you were so offended by the cover.
How would you have ever heard about it unless it was the controversy in the first place?
Oh, maybe you're a fan of the comic and...
So you want to go swing out and get issue 41?
I guess, if you're a fan of the comic, you're buying the comics.
But you're buying it already. Hold on, Ian. I'm saying that if you don't purchase the comic regularly, you didn't purchase this issue, maybe even you did...
Isn't it possible someone who is a regular buyer could have been offended by this and therefore did not buy the comic?
Well, they would have had another cover that they could have purchased if that's what they wanted to do.
If the other cover is at the store at which they purchase, right? Like,
A variant cover is going to be something that you're lucky to get a hold of.
Okay.
So this isn't it's not likely that you'd be at a store and be forced to purchase this cover. So, I mean, this is just kind of, I don't like a picture on the internet. There was a few months ago, there was the Milo Manara Spider-Woman cover. A variant cover?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, Milo Manara is an artist who is known for his naked girls. And he drew a picture of Spider-Woman who looked like she had her costume painted on as opposed to having it, wearing what is a skin-tight costume that all superheroes generally wear, right? Like the default costume for a superhero is a skin-tight costume.
Okay.
But this costume went well beyond that to, look, I think some artist spray-painted this, airbrushed this on her. And then she was in a position that was supposedly, ridiculous, but Spider-Man's in ridiculous positions all the time, too. So, there's this this back and forth between women in comics are over-sexual, and video games. Women in video games and comics are over-sexualized. And
that's not what this is about, right? I mean, I'm looking here. She's not dressed in lingerie or something like that. So what is it that's offensive? I want to get into the article. I'm not real sure what's offensive about this.
Because of the
context.
Because of the negative online response, DC has pulled its variant cover for Batgirl 41 at the request.
Does that mean they pulled all of the copies of the comic off the shelves?
That they could get.
Wow.
But I don't think they're going to get them back anyway.
Now they're going to be worth a lot of money.
Right. They're not going to get them back anyway. What comic store is going to give it back to them? What distributor is going to give it back to them?
Well, I don't know. Are they not obligated to turn them over or whatever?
We sold them all.
Okay.
I mean,
I would certainly say that if I were in charge of the comic book store, because then I'd sell them on eBay at 10 times the price.
Having worked at a comic book store for 6 years of my formative years, I can tell you that when we were there, and I'll grant you this was in the 80s, it's not like Marvel and DC knew what we had sold at any given time. So I suspect any comic book store, and frankly, any distributor, if Diamond's still around, anybody in the warehouse is like, oh, no, that's not going back to DC.
Yeah.
And they're going to grab it, and it's not going anywhere. I mean,
eBay. I'll sell that sucker.
Yeah, this is a pull in name only.
Okay.
Because
gotcha.
I guess the copies that they have won't go anywhere, which is to say that the people at DC will then steal the comics out of the building and sell them elsewhere. So anyway, let's go on.
So you barely even started this thing. This article was like, it's a victory for the internet, and we got one sentence in. So go ahead.
Yeah. At the request of the cover's artist, this artist is, let's see, another one of these. I read what his name was. But anyway,
as though the internet has some sort of collective opinion about things, and as though the internet believes one way. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the internet is a way for people to get a hold of, it's a communication tool. And certainly there are some people that are unhappy about this cover. It's got a picture of, Batgirl with Joker is holding a gun, but the gun is a phallic symbol pointed between her breasts. And he's smearing lipstick across her
Is this
face.
Actually what you've read? Is this what people are saying?
Oh, you want me to read it to you? Yeah, I've got that too.
I want to know what people are saying about this. So he's holding Batgirl with a gun, pointing downwards. He's touching her face, sort of making almost like a gun, like a gun with his
gesture,
hand, almost.
Yep.
And she looks terrified.
Yeah. Albuquerque is the artist's name. And he said, oh, yeah, go ahead and pull it, because he didn't realize it was going to create all this kerfuffle. He was just trying to do an homage to Brian Bolden, who I believe is the greatest artist in comics history. He did a lot of Judge Dredd, of which I'm a fan, and he's done a lot of DC, of which I believe is something slightly above scat porn. I just, find DC to be dreck. And I'll really never forgive him for not doing any Marvel covers, but that's fine. That's his career, not mine. So anyway, he goes on, the image drawn by Brazilian writer Rafael Albuquerque from The American Vampire was one of the 25 variant covers DC is releasing in June as part... Oh, in June. Well, I don't know. Comics tend to have they'll have a date that is farther ahead, so maybe this is just never going to get done. I don't know how they found out about this cover without it being released.
25 variants on one comic?
Yeah, if it's an important issue.
I guess. Okay.
It might be like the 1988. I don't know. I thought it might be an anniversary of The Killing Joke, of which this cover is an homage. Anyway, going on. It's the celebration of the 75th year anniversary of The Joker. The image depicts the Joker holding a terrified Batgirl hostage. Albuquerque says, for me, it was just a creepy cover that brought up something from the character's past that I was able to interpret artistically. And he was referring to the 1988 graphic novel The Killing Joke, in which the Joker shot Batgirl. But it has become clear that for others, it touched a very important nerve. I respect these opinions, despite whether the discussion is right or wrong. No opinion should be discredited. No opinion should be discredited. Love that. That's taking a stand. The Batgirl, the 41 cover was the subject of the negative reaction from online fans. Supposedly fans. When it was released on Friday, blogs and tweets questioned the image of Batgirl being terrorized by the Joker, given that the character was previously paralyzed and sexually assaulted by the Joker in The Killing Joke. Like, sexually assaulted might be a push, right? Like, there were pictures taken of her in her underpants. I wouldn't call that a sexual assault.
I read something, I mean, I can't claim to be knowledgeable about this, but I am on IGN.com, and there's an allegation here that in a graphic novel or in a novel or something that she was
The Killing Joke.
That she was raped by the Joker.
You could come to that conclusion if that's what you wanted to come to, but that is not what Miller or Bolden, the author and artist of that comic, said. And I read that comic, and there was no rape that I recall.
Hmm.
I mean, I could be wrong. I haven't read Killing Joke in some time, but you know, being refreshed by the author and the artist here, it says that that wasn't the case. So. Going on.
I'm still trying to really grasp this. So people are upset about this picture of the Joker essentially holding this girl hostage because they've had past history together? Is that the concern?
The concern is that
something bad to her in the past, and now...
The concern is that this might be a triggering cover. Right?
Oh, my God.
That's really? What it's about. It's about somebody might be triggered, that there's a rape conversation that goes on in, as a subtext.
This is ridiculous. I mean, it's just a
right. Well,
it's a scary cover. I mean, and she's supposed to. She's, I presume, in jeopardy in the comic, and that's what's on the cover. I'm shocked by that.
I comics have a long history of not showing you what's going on in the comic on the cover, mm-hmm. so you got to be kind of careful of that. But you know, I mean, yeah, she has been in jeopardy by Joker in the past. It also goes to show the very importance of the crime of rape over the importance of, say, the crime of assault. Because I can tell you that there are heroes being assaulted on a regular basis, male and female, on covers of comics. Mm-hmm. Whereas this is because it's triggering, that's the reason it gets pulled.
And I would love to hear from you, listeners, how you feel about this. 855-453. Is there more, Marcus? We'll cover that.
Oh, yeah, lots of it.
On Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.